local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5, and you made it halfway through the week, the Wednesday edition of Mobile Mornings. I know, no big surprise here. Hot again today. Heat indices maybe near 100. Details coming up right now with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, Celeste, why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car serviced, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly, they're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything, cars, trucks, SUVs, no matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust them. And you can, too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on. My AC is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
The Joe Jefferson Players present the smash hit musical Mamma Mia. Based on the songs of ABBA, this tale of love, friendship, family, and disco was one of the longest running shows in New York and London. And now it's coming to Mobile. Come experience the cast singing and dancing their way through your favorite ABBA tunes. August 10th through 26th at JJP. Get your tickets now at JoeJeffersonPlayers.com or find us on Facebook.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are telling us accident-free conditions. Light traffic so far coming in from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort across the Bayway downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels, Tillman's Corner, Theodore, also checking in with no breaks in the roadways. Summer's almost over. Now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms and the spa. Get all the details at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Five traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 608 FM Talk 106.5. We'll also talk about the tropics as we're not near the peak of hurricane season yet, but we're in the foothills. We can see those peaks of hurricane season from here. Get more from Dr. Bill coming up at 6:35. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. President Donald Trump has taken to Twitter to post a tweet which has caught the attention of the state of Alabama. Very simple tweet, right to the point, and saying, quote, hope and change in an Alabama coal mine. The tweet is a story of an Alabama coal mine and its owner's decision to reopen for business. Owner Randy Johnson left the coal business in 2014 over what he saw as a, quote, war on coal. 2 years later, he reopened under the Trump administration, and one of his first purchases for his Bessemer operations was a $2.7 million excavator, which he dubbed Trump, as a tribute to the 45th president. And the story also shares a portion of a letter that Johnson penned to Trump saying, quote, we know you get it and you love America and coal miners. Keep fighting for us and we will stand with you. From 2008 to 2017, the number of coal mines across the country decreased by roughly half, as according to The Atlantic, with miner labor hours dropping 30% from 2012 to 2017. More news trending on Twitter as Representative Bradley Byrne has tweeted, quote, my office has learned that there are no plans to house illegal immigrants at Navy airfields in South Baldwin County. This was a bad idea from the start, and I am pleased it will not come to fruition. You'll recall federal authorities had considered the possibility of housing up to 25,000 immigrants in, quote, temporary and austere tent cities in Alabama, with others including California and Arizona. The Alabama locations included the Navy Outlying Field Wolf, which is in Orange Beach, and the nearby Navy Outlying Field in Silver Hill. Mr. Burns said he received confirmation from the Department of Homeland Security and Immigration and Customs Enforcement that other facilities will be used to house individual immigrants and their families. The DOD was asked to help provide housing for undocumented immigrants in government custody in response to President Trump's zero tolerance policy on immigration. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Schools may be back in session, but the fun on Dauphin Island is not over. There is still time to make plans to spend the Labor Day weekend on Dauphin Island. Visit the White Sands of West Beach or the Public Beach near the pier or East End Beach near historic Fort Gaines. Birdwatching or fishing, dining or just recharging your batteries, there is no place like Dauphin Island to visit or to spend Labor Day. Don't wait. Come on down to Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. New clues, but still no sign of a woman who disappeared while traveling from Norfolk, Virginia to Monroeville to visit family. Search teams are looking for Sherry Saunders in Conecuh County, near where her car was found at a hunting camp about 4 miles from I-65 and exit 69. Conecuh County Sheriff Randy Brock says he doesn't suspect foul play in the disappearance of 67-year-old Sherry Saunders. Deborah Estep is in custody for a crash in Baldwin County that killed a pregnant woman. It happened on the Foley Beach Express. A pregnant Josie Jones was killed in that crash. Her baby girl delivered at the hospital but later died.
Maybe now that we're getting some kind of justice, maybe I can start grieving.
Josie's mother, Melissa Jones. Police say Estep was driving drunk the wrong way on the Beach Express. Her blood alcohol level at least 3 times the legal limit. It's the first day of school for students in Baldwin County. Two of the biggest changes this year include school resource officers on every campus and a more relaxed dress code. Baldwin County Sheriff Hoss Mack says they're still in the process of hiring school resource officers. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The management and staff of Al Hill's Boiler Sales and Repairs, 5801 Plantation Road in Theodore, says schools across our state are opening for the new school year. The flashing red lights of a yellow school bus are a signal for all of us to stop. Our most precious resource is our children. Let's make this an accident-free year by observing all the rules of school bus safety. This important message presented by the management and staff of Al Hill's Boiler Sales and Repairs, 5801 Plantation Road in Theodore, a community leader supporting the annual Back to School Safety Program campaign.
War Eagle 2018 is sure to be exciting for the Auburn Tigers. Hi, this is Rod Bramlett, voice of the Tigers, inviting you and your business to be a part of this season's Auburn excitement. An Auburn sports partnership will let all Auburn and SEC fans know about your business and show support for the Tigers. Call Director of Sales Bill Roth for full details at 251-344-1065 extension 15 or just email bill at fmtalk1065.com. Auburn football starts soon, so get on board on your exclusive home for the Auburn Tigers in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5, and right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears split a doubleheader against the Biloxi Shuckers on Tuesday. Shuckers opened the 6-game homestand in Biloxi with a 4-3 walk-off win. Then in the second game on Tuesday, Mobile's Zach Houchins hit a first-inning home run, and the Bay Bears added 3 more in the third inning, beating Biloxi 4-1. Tonight, the third game of the 6-game series in Biloxi. First pitch is set for 6:35 p.m. In the major leagues, Atlanta Braves rookie Ronald Acuña Jr. did it again. Acuña hit a leadoff home run for the third game in a row, the longest streak in the majors since 1996, nearly 2 years before Acuña was born.
And he's riding a 7-game hit streak. Swing and a drive.
No.
First pitch.
No.
He has done it again.
Oh, my gosh.
But he wasn't done. Acuña also added a 3-run homer in the 7th inning, leading the Braves to a 10-6 win over Miami.
And this one's driven to right. That ball's deep. That ball is gone!
Acuna is the youngest player ever to homer in five straight games, and the streak also ties a Braves franchise record. Also Tuesday, Braves pitcher Brandon McCarthy announced he'll retire following the conclusion of the 2018 season. The 35-year-old pitcher was placed on the disabled list in late July with right knee tendonitis and remains out. In other games around the league, Boston beat Philadelphia 2-1, giving the Atlanta Braves a two-game lead in the NL East standings. The St. Louis Cardinals beat Washington 6-4. Nationals are now 8 games behind Atlanta and 6 games behind in the wild card race. In college football news, Maryland President Wallace Lowe and Athletic Director Damon Evans held a joint press conference to announce the preliminary findings in their investigation into the death of offensive lineman Jordan McNair. The 19-year-old died on June 13th, 2 weeks after being hospitalized following an off-season team workout on May 29th. In July, the Baltimore Sun reported McNair suffered a heat stroke during the workout. The effects eventually led to his death. That's based on information provided by the family after it launched a foundation in his honor. Yesterday, University of Maryland President Wallace Lowe agreed with the family's findings.
The university assesses legal and moral responsibility for the mistakes that our training staff made on that fateful workout day of May the 29th, which of course led subsequently to his death.
Lowe went on to add that the coaching staff misdiagnosed the situation, no vital signs were taken, and other safeguarding actions were also not taken. Lowe also addressed an ESPN report focused on the alleged, quote, toxic coaching culture created by Terrapins head football coach DJ Durkin. Maryland announced Saturday that Durkin had been placed on administrative leave. Offensive coordinator Matt Canada was named the interim head coach, and head strength and conditioning coach Rick Court, who had previously also been placed on leave, resigned from the university on Monday. Well, the Spartan race is returning to Saraland.
All right.
On Tuesday, the Mobile Sports Authority in the city of Saraland announced that the race is returning to South Alabama after a three-year absence. The Spartan race will hold two events on March 16th and 17th of 2019. The Super Spartan will be held on Saturday, March 16th, and the Sprint Spartan on the following day. 617 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Be visible, be seen, be at Business Expo, Mobile's largest business-to-business trade show. 200-plus exhibitors, giveaways, food samples, and more. Join the Mobile Area Chamber and FM Talk 106.5 on Thursday, August 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mobile Convention Center. Come by the Chamber at 451 Government Street for a free pass or pay $5 at the door with your business card. Hope to see you August 23rd at Business Expo.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, look for partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The management and staff of OWA on the Foley Beach Express remind drivers to be aware that school zones will be areas of congested traffic. Stay alert, be prepared to stop suddenly when driving where children are frequently found, observe speed limits in school zones, cooperate with safety personnel and school bus drivers, and always buckle up. Slow down, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and don't text while driving. This message provided by the management and staff of OWA on the Foley Beach Express. Community leaders taking part in the annual back-to-school safety program.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue so far through Mobile. You've had no delays from Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65. Tillman's Corner and Theodore looking good all the way out towards Irvington. No delays in accident-free conditions as you're heading northbound 65 for Pritchard to Saraland. The 21st Annual Dolphin Street Beer Festival taking place next Saturday, August 25th in downtown Mobile, with over 80 different beer tastings at 30 different venues, all within a few city blocks of each other. Find Dolphin Street Beer Festival at beerfestmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 621 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along. And Dalton, you ready for, what is the countdown now? We're, 2.5 weeks out from football?
Yeah, it won't be long. Looks like we're about 12 days until we get some football. No, you're right, about 15 or 16 days until football officially starts. And then we got all the good games that start on September 1st. So I'm looking forward to it.
Looking for, looking at more people signing up for the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em.
Yes.
So how to explain to folks what this is.
Okay, so for the very first year, we're holding the FM Talk 106.5 Pick'em Challenge.
Okay.
You'll have to sign up on ESPN. There are links on my Facebook page, my Twitter page, at Dalton Orwig, and Sean's Twitter page, at FM Talk 106.5. And what you do is you get signed up before the season starts, and every week there will be 10 games to choose from that ESPN chooses, usually the top 10 games of the weekend. Well, you have to put confidence points and pick each team or pick each game, whichever team you think will win. So the one you're most confident in, you would put 10 points beside that, and let's just say Alabama versus Louisville for that first week.
Right, right.
A lot of people will probably pick Alabama with their most confidence points of 10. Well, if Alabama loses, you don't get those 10 points, and that can really add up over the course of a year. Of course, the game you're not confident in, you would put one confidence point right next to it.
Right.
And it gets tough during the middle of the year, but it's a really fun game.
So you're doing two things. You're going to use a line to pick the winner, but then you're going to say how confident you are in your decision.
That's correct, and it can really bring down a lot of homers that way if they're just sure that their favorite team is going to win. Not Alabama homers. They come out usually on the good end of it, but a lot of people, let's say Tennessee Vols fans that feel ultra confident for no reason at all, that might pick Tennessee to win and put some high confidence points next to them,
right?
Well, that can really come back and bite you. And already a lot of people signed up. And
it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to this.
I am too.
We'll go each week, kind of report who is who's leading. You want to give yourself a nickname or a handle over there with this thing. We'll have fun with those. Please make them handles that you can read on the air.
Yes, if you're in the lead and you want your name to be announced, you want the word to be FCC compliant.
Right, that's all we ask for. People say, make it family friendly. Yeah, you have to make it family friendly. Just not obscene,
right?
And not something that'll get us a fine from the Federal Communications Commission.
That's right, and hopefully for the winter, by the end of the year, we'll have a nice little gift for whoever comes out on top.
You can go to the dollar store and get something?
Yeah, maybe some candy.
All right, that'll work. 6:22, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. President Donald Trump has taken to Twitter to post a tweet which has caught the attention of the state of Alabama. Very simple tweet, right to the point, and saying, quote, hope and change in an Alabama coal mine. The tweet is a story of an Alabama coal mine and its owner's decision to reopen for business. Owner Randy Johnson left the coal business in 2014 over what he saw as a, quote, war on coal. 2 years later, he reopened under the Trump administration, and one of his first purchases for his Bessemer operations was a $2.7 million excavator, which he dubbed Trump, as a tribute to the 45th president. And the story also shares a portion of a letter that Johnson penned to Trump saying, quote, we know you get it and you love America and coal miners. Keep fighting for us and we will stand with you. From 2008 to 2017, the number of coal mines across the country decreased by roughly half, that's according to The Atlantic, with miner labor hours dropping 30% from 2012 to 2017. More news trending on Twitter as Representative Bradley Byrne has tweeted, quote, my office has learned that there are no plans to house illegal immigrants at Navy airfields in South Baldwin County. This was a bad idea from the start, and I am pleased it will not come to fruition. You'll recall federal authorities had considered the possibility of housing up to 25,000 immigrants in, quote, temporary and austere tent cities in Alabama, with others including California and Arizona.
The Alabama locations included the Navy Outlying Field Wolf, which is in Orange Beach, and the nearby Navy Outlying Field in Silver Hill. Mr. Burns said he received confirmation from the Department of Homeland Security and Immigration and Customs Enforcement that other facilities will be used to house individual immigrants and their families. The DOD was asked to help provide housing for undocumented immigrants in government custody in response to President Trump's zero tolerance policy on immigration. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
625 FM Talk 106.5 Wednesday edition of Mobile Mornings. Glad you're along. Remember, check out the show if you want to stream it online on your smartphone. TuneIn Radio is the app. You want to just do it on your desktop or laptop computer. FMTalk1065.com. And if you want to get it on demand, played on demand, PODCAST. Podcast.
That's what podcast stands
for. There you go. If you want to get that, you can go, number one, to our website, fmtalk1065.com. But also, Dalton, roll out for us the litany of places you can get us online.
Yeah, if you've got an iPhone, you'll want to subscribe on iTunes Podcasts, also Stitcher, maybe if you're an Android user. But we're located basically everywhere. Also, Spotify, if you listen to music on Spotify, now you can get FM Talk 106.5 Podcasts there. And on the TuneIn app, where you probably already stream us, now you can download podcasts there as well. Or just go straight to our site, fmtalk1065.com. And as Sean calls it, buffet style.
That's right. You can get serve you up some hour number one of Tuesday. I'll take a double help in a Thursday's first hour. You know, whatever. I can go get it over there. Okay, I got a story about refrigerators full of beer in the city of Cleveland with automatic locks on these beer refrigerators.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Get to that in a second. Do want to tell you about my buddy Trey at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's Trey Bennett, locally owned franchisee for 1-800-GOT-JUNK, doing work in Mobile and Baldwin counties, commercial, residential properties. Listen, you got junk, you need it gone, you need Trey. And now with the kids back to school, maybe you have a little time when they're not looking to gather up all that junk from this summer and make that call. Or pick up the phone or go online and make that appointment with Trey and 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You'll see their trucks driving all over Mobile and Baldwin counties. That's him. That's his crews. And you can do this. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Appointment set. Specific time. They'll come out and see you. Or you just pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, 627. Here it is. The people at Budweiser got diabolical with their newest promotion. And if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, you might think it's just plain mean. You've heard this now. Dalton's nodding along here. So they've announced that they're trolling Browns fans this season by putting 10 full-size refrigerators filled with free Bud Light in bars all over the city of Cleveland. But they won't open until the Browns win their first game. As soon as they get the win, all the refrigerators will unlock automatically. But, of course, that might never happen because Browns went 0-16 last year and 1-15 the year before. And they didn't win their first game in the season until second to last week.
So, good luck. WKRG News 5. Mobile police have released another surveillance video clip of a violent gas station robbery and shooting from 2 weeks ago. In the clip, you can hear the suspect's voice clearly.
Let's get it. Okay. Let's get it.
This guy is still on the run. He shot three people at point-blank range at the Chevron gas station on South Sage Avenue. There's a $5,000 reward leading to his arrest. A Fairhope man who threatened to kill his ex-girlfriend's husband and his son was sentenced on Tuesday in federal court. Matthew Dean Adams was sentenced to time served. He's been in jail since February 22nd. He cannot have any contact with his victims, and he'll be under supervised release for 3 years. A piece of baseball history with Gulf Coast ties is going to the highest bidder. Satchel Paige's 1948 rookie baseball card is on the auction block at Leland's.com. The current high bid is $23,581. Bidding runs through Friday. Paige, who grew up in Mobile, is considered one of the greatest pitchers of all time, inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1971. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day, he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, Dave, now what are you gonna do? Said, Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go. So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
The management and employees of Safety Coatings Incorporated in Foley remind you that the new school year is soon underway. Maybe your child or one you know rides a school bus every day. Please be careful when buses are loading and unloading. And remember, never pass a stopped school bus. The responsibility of our children's safety belongs to everyone. This back-to-school safety message provided by the management and employees of Safety Coatings Incorporated in Foley, the home of Roadrunner Traffic Paints and Netco Net Dips. Quality and service are what makes us different.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
In primary results, Vermont Democrats have nominated the nation's first transgender candidate for governor. Jeff Johnson has beaten former Governor Tim Pawlenty in Minnesota's Republican primary, ending Pawlenty's bid to reclaim his old job.
I think we sent a message. People want something different these days, right?
Johnson criticized Pawlenty for calling President Trump unfit for office. In Wisconsin, Governor Scott Walker, endorsed just this week by the president, won the right to seek a third term. Last week's Republican gubernatorial primary in Kansas was finalized when Secretary of State Kris Kobach scored a delayed victory against Governor Jeff Collier. Italian authorities have raised the number of confirmed deaths to 39 in the Genoa Highway Bridge collapse. 1,000 rescuers have been working since after the collapse yesterday to search for any possible missing persons. Murder charges added to the terror charges against a 29-year-old British man from Sudan in yesterday's attack. I'm Mike Moss.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Diamondback Energy will acquire Energen Corporation in an $8.4 billion transaction, a deal that comes as energy producers face pressure to control rising costs. The combined company would control 390,000 acres in the Midland and Delaware basins, both of which are part of the Permian Basin. UPS has reached a tentative labor contract covering more than 1,000 aircraft mechanics, the delivery company's third such deal with the Teamsters Union in recent months. The agreement with Louisville-based Teamsters Local 2727, after more than 4 years of negotiations, provides annual wage increases and preserves health coverage without employee premiums. The deal sets up a critical series of votes for UPS union members on three contracts that represent more than 260,000 workers. Full Beauty Brands, the New York-based online and catalog retailer of plus-size apparel, recently hired a financial advisor to address its debt load. On Wall Street, futures are moderately lower. And that's Your Money Now.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through August 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
Has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still have accident-free conditions and light traffic from the 65 split from DIB and traveling downtown for the tunnels and across the Bayway. Government, Cottage Hill, and Airport looking good so far through Mobile. From Pritchard to Saraland on 65, you won't find any delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Water's Extreme Journey joins the world of art and science to demonstrate the importance of water and how it connects to all of us. Through exploration, artistic expression, and action, you can realize the power each person has to make a difference. See for yourself at the Water's Extreme Journey exhibit at the Gulf Coast Explorium Science Center, 65 Government, between Royal and Water Streets downtown. The exhibit is open through September 4th.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 636 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, here we are pretty darn near the halfway point in August, and it's living up to, well, normal Gulf Coast August weather, I guess.
Yeah, the normal high is 91. We should be around 93 or so today, but I guess the big story on that would be the heat index today, anywhere from 105 to 107. A combination of the heat and humidity is rather unpleasant today. Now, a few thunderstorms likely to develop this afternoon that could provide some temporary relief from the heat, and the thunderstorms are just part of the forecast for the next several days, and it looks like we'll see an increase in thunderstorm activity tomorrow and on into the first part of the weekend. Tonight, a few thunderstorms are possible, especially in the evening, low tonight in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow it'll be partly cloudy, but a very good chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon, may even see a few develop in the late morning, because that's going to keep the temperature down a little bit tomorrow. We're looking for upper 80s for tomorrow afternoon. For Friday, same thing. Good chance for thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. And then over the weekend, another good chance for thunderstorms on Saturday, high near 90 degrees. Now, that increase in thunderstorms tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday is due to an upper air disturbance that is moving across Alabama. The second half of the weekend looks to be a little bit better, partly cloudy with just a few afternoon thunderstorms, high around 90, and then we're going to start off next week with typical weather, afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s.
All right, Dr. Bill, anything going on in the tropics?
So far, we're looking good for the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. We do have a cluster of showers and thunderstorms about halfway now between the Caribbean and the African coast. So far, any development or any cluster of thunderstorms in that area has dissipated. And so we'll continue to watch this and see if it makes it across to the Caribbean. Elsewhere, there is a disturbance over the, let's call it the North Central Atlantic. It has become a depression. Actually called a subtropical depression because it doesn't have, it's not a classic tropical system. No threat to any land area, and it should move on up and the rains eventually affect the British Isles.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Listen to his forecast every day and, of course, his tropical weather updates all hurricane season long. 640, we'll check in with Kelly for headlines coming up next.
Oh, man, I love football.
Me too. I'm glad we had time to get out to a game.
Oh, look.
What?
On the field.
That's not.
Sorry, dear. Didn't know I still had my knitting needles in my pocket. What did I tell you about that whistle? Give it to me. Give me the whistle.
Get off the field!
Please don't arrest her. We're coming down to get her.
Have any of you gentlemen looked at your insurance premium lately? You know, for the past several years, it's just been going up, up, and up. Think of all the other things you could be spending that money on. Why, Jack Green eNational Insurance could insure this entire team. Workers' comp, homeowners, auto, commercial, and all types of business insurance.
Hey, we've got to get you out of here.
Get your hands off me. No,
no, not a family dispute.
It's fine, officer.
What a nice young man. He escorted me all the way out of the stadium. He must think I've fallen ill.
Something like that, yes.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack!
344-5393.
If you're talking about it...
They're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
It's 640, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Dalton, the other day you had a story about a Chuck E. Cheese facility that was... infested with mice,
yes,
and giant animatronic rats. But one was supposed to be there, the others weren't.
Right.
Okay, so that was not a positive story about Chuck E. Cheese. Well, I stumbled upon a story that's about Top Shelf for Chuck E. Cheese. People acting right?
That can't be.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I got that coming up. I wait to hear what the employees at this New Jersey Chuck E. Cheese did. 641, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Military members receiving a pay increase, and that's great news across the armed forces. After President Donald Trump signs the $717 billion National Defense Authorization Act on Monday. That act includes a 2.6% pay increase for military personnel. That's the largest raise in nearly a decade. Military.com is estimating that the pay raise will mean about $670 more annually for junior enlisted troops and about $1,300 more for senior enlisted and junior officers. The president said, quote, "We believe our war fighters deserve the tools, the equipment, and resources that they have earned with their blood, sweat, and tears. It was my great honor to sign our new defense bill into law and to pay tribute to the greatest soldiers in the history of the world, the U.S. Army. The National Defense Authorization Act is the most significant investment in our military and our war fighters in modern history." That pay increase is effective October the 1st. Walmart has unveiled its massive new $135 million distribution center in West Mobile County. They did so on Tuesday, but tariffs are on the minds of many as President Trump has threatened to impose the 25% tariff on $200 billion worth of goods. Here in Alabama, according to a U.S. Chamber of Commerce analysis earlier last month, says that the state stands to be the sixth hardest state hit from the impact of tariffs. Now, the facility will offload containers from the state docks and transport imported goods 25 miles to the $2.5 million square foot center. The Mobile County Distribution Center has hired 575 workers, associates, within the last few months, and they plan to push, they say, that number up to 750 within the next year or so. Average annual pay is about $35,000. This distribution facility will serve approximately 700 Walmart stores in Alabama, Mississippi, and north toward the Great Lakes region. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Mr. World here, about to take on the world's wildest rodeo bull. Oh, obviously he's nothing like Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Because the people at Eyeglass World, well, they don't try to throw you off with confusing prices. Nope, they make everything clear and simple. Without all the bull.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
War Eagle 2018 is sure to be exciting for the Auburn Tigers. Hi, this is Rod Bramlett, voice of the Tigers, inviting you and your business to be a part of this season's Auburn excitement. An Auburn Sports Partnership will let all Auburn and SEC fans know about your business and show support for the Tigers. Call Director of Sales Bill Roth for full details at 251-344-1065 extension 15 or just email bill@fmtalk1065.com. Auburn football starts soon, so get on board on your exclusive home for the Auburn Tigers in Mobile. FM Talk 1065.
It's 644 FM Talk 1065. Yeah, Auburn football starting September 1st right here at FM Talk 1065. But before that, of course, Tiger Talk and the locally produced Bo Megginson Show, the Auburn Tiger Radio Show, all coming your way. All right, I mentioned this story. Let's talk positive here. I saw this and maybe smile here as I like a story about people doing right by each other. Here's a story. Earlier this month, a four-year-old kid in New Jersey named Evan Kazanis got to have his birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese. So you think that would have been pretty awesome for four-year-olds, right? His mom invited 30 of his friends from school, and none of them showed up.
Oh, man.
Kid goes to the party. Nobody's there. An employee named Taylor there at the Chuck E. Cheese says the whole thing was pretty heartbreaking. Evan's mom was devastated. She never let him see it and stayed upbeat the whole time, at least while he was watching. But Taylor couldn't let it go down like that, so after the party was over, she got on Facebook and asked her friends to help this kid out, this kid Evan. About a week later, the employees threw Evan another party at Chuck E. Cheese and surprised him with a ton of birthday presents. They were all there as the guests. Evan's mom didn't know about the gifts till they got there. She had to keep herself from crying because she didn't want to have her child see how much it affected her. Said it made him feel like $1 million and he'll remember the day the rest of his life. So there's a story. You had the story that was not so great about the folks at Chuck E. Cheese. This I'm putting up on the Twitter feed. It's pretty awesome. You see a picture of this little boy who, the employees had no connection other than the fact that they happened to work there.
Mm-hmm.
And they set this up, had him come back, and pretty awesome story. So y'all can check it out at FM Talk 1065 on Twitter.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Great job, Chuck E. Cheese. There are good people everywhere, even behind the counters at Chuck E. Cheese.
Very, very much so, especially the ones that serve me beer when I'm at Chuck E. Cheese. 646 FM Talk 1065 Sports coming up right after News 5.
This News 5 FM Talk 1065 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. New clues, but still no sign of a woman who disappeared while traveling from Norfolk, Virginia to Monroeville to visit family. Search teams are looking for Sherry Saunders in Conecuh County, near where her car was found at a hunting camp about 4 miles from I-65 and exit 69. Conecuh County Sheriff Randy Brock says he doesn't suspect foul play in the disappearance of 67-year-old Sherry Saunders. Deborah Estep is in custody for a crash in Baldwin County that killed a pregnant woman. It happened on the Foley Beach Express. A pregnant Josie Jones was killed in that crash. Her baby girl delivered at the hospital but later died.
Maybe now that we're getting some kind of justice, maybe I can start grieving.
Josie's mother, Melissa Jones. Police say Estep was driving drunk the wrong way on the Beach Express. Her blood alcohol level at least 3 times the legal limit. It's the first day of school for students in Baldwin County. Two of the biggest changes this year include school resource officers on every campus and a more relaxed dress code. Baldwin County Sheriff Hoss Mack says they're still in the process of hiring school resource officers. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along. With free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's a part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one is going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one will give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go. Because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app in your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the next radio app today. Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
648 here on FM Talk 1065. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Well, Atlanta Braves rookie Ronald Acuna Jr. did it again. Acuna hit a leadoff home run for the third game in a row,
That's the longest streak in the major since 1996, just about 2 years before Acuna was born.
And he's riding a seven-game hit streak. Swing and a drive. No. First pitch. No. He has done it again.
Oh, my God.
Acuna also added a three-run homer in the seventh inning, leading the Braves to a 10-6 win over Miami.
And this one's driven to right. That ball's deep. That ball is gone!
Acuna became the youngest player ever to homer in five straight games, and that streak ties a Braves franchise record. Also Tuesday, Braves pitcher Brandon McCarthy announced he'll retire following the conclusion of the 2018 season. The 35-year-old pitcher was placed on the disabled list in late July with right knee tendonitis. He still remains out. In other games around the league, Boston beat Philadelphia 2-1, giving the Atlanta Braves a two-game lead in the NL East standings. And the St. Louis Cardinals beat Washington 6-4. The Nationals are now 8 games behind Atlanta and 6 games behind in the wild card race. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears split a doubleheader against the Biloxi Shuckers on Tuesday. The Shuckers opened the 6-game homestand in Biloxi with a 4-3 walk-off win. And in the second game, Mobile's Zach Houchins hit a first-inning home run, and the Bay Bears added 3 more runs in the third inning, beating Biloxi 4-1. Tonight, Game 3 of the 6-game series. First pitch is set for 6:35 p.m. In some college football news, Maryland President Wallace Lowe and Athletic Director Damon Evans held a joint press conference on Tuesday to announce preliminary findings in their investigation into the death of offensive lineman Jordan McNair. The 19-year-old died on June 13th, 2 weeks after being hospitalized following an off-season team workout. In July, the Baltimore Sun reported that McNair suffered a heat stroke during the workout. The effects eventually led to his death based on information provided by the family after it launched a foundation in his honor. Yesterday, University of Maryland President Wallace Lowe agreed with the family's findings.
The university assesses legal and moral responsibility for the mistakes that our training staff made on that fateful workout day of May the 29th, which of course led subsequently to his death.
Lowe went on to add that the coaching staff misdiagnosed the situation and that no vital signs or other safeguarding actions were taken. Lowe also addressed an ESPN report focused on the alleged, quote, toxic coaching culture created by Terrapins head football coach DJ Durkin. Maryland announced Saturday that Durkin had been placed on administrative leave. In the interim, offensive coordinator Matt Canada will serve as the head coach. Head strength and conditioning coach Rick Court, who had previously been placed on administrative leave, resigned from the university on Monday. In other news, AL.com reports that Alabama sophomore running back Najee Harris suffered a foot injury during a scrimmage on Saturday. Harris is likely to miss 2 weeks of practice, but AL.com reports through sources that he should be available for the Tide's season-opening game against Louisville on September the 1st. And, Sean, the Spartan race is returning to Saraland.
All right.
On Tuesday, the Mobile Sports Authority and the city of Saraland announced that the race is returning to South Alabama after a 3-year absence. The Spartan race will hold 2 events in March of 2019. The Super Spartan will be held on Saturday, March 16th, and the Sprint Spartan on the following day. 6:52, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, first day back to school for Baldwin County. You'll have extra radar in some of those school zones. Be careful from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. No delays. Now as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. And once again, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers have told us no wrecks in the roadways. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's only piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel. Enjoy regional brews and handcrafted cocktails paired with the music of Alabama's own John David Anthony tonight. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Doctors John Heilmeyer and Casey Singley and the staff of Animal Medical Center on Highway 59 South in Foley would like to remind drivers that schools are back in session. Let's all watch for children walking to school and loading and unloading at bus stops. Remember, children have the right of way. Slow down, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text while driving. This message from Doctors John Heilmeyer and Casey Singley and the staff of Animal Medical Center, Highway 59 South in Foley.
All right, 655 FM Talk 1065. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. More information has been released on a fatal accident in Foley as 24-year-old Jordan Ashley Guthrie died in that crash. Alabama state troopers say that at approximately 12:55 a.m. on Tuesday, they were notified of a single vehicle crash on Brady Road south of Bay Minette in Baldwin County. Guthrie was driving south when troopers say she failed to negotiate a curve. Her vehicle left the roadway, hit an embankment, and overturned. She was not wearing her seatbelt. She was partially ejected from the vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene of the crash. The investigation continues at this hour. Congratulations to a Mobile native and cancer survivor after being named the new director of development at USA Mitchell Cancer Institute, Hallie Hollingsworth Crom. She will be responsible for directing all aspects of fundraising activities in MCI. She most recently served as director of development for Feeding the Gulf Coast, formerly known as the Bay Area Food Bank. That's where she oversaw all fundraising efforts for the nonprofit, which serves 24 counties along the north central portion of the Gulf Coast. 20 years ago, she says she was diagnosed with melanoma and given 2 years to live, saying, quote, "My life has been intimately and some would say tragically affected by cancer. I'm excited to be able to share my passion for the cause." She's a graduate of St. Paul's Episcopal School and the University of Mississippi and a proud mom of two. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 656 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. You know, if I tell you that I am having just a great morning this morning, I'm doing, what am I doing there?
Oh, you're doing air quotes.
Air quotes, right? Air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
People do air quotes. Don't work on radio so much.
That would indicate sarcasm.
Right. Well, if you're sick and tired of people making air quotes, you can blame that wild and crazy guy, Steve Martin.
Really?
According to a story over at Mental Floss, Steve Martin's the one who popularized air quotes during his stand-up and Saturday Night Live appearances back in the day. He even gets a shout-out on the Wikipedia page for air quotes. It seems like the first place Steve got credit for air quotes was in his book, How We Got Here, the 70s, the decade that brought you modern life, for better or worse. It says, quote, real quotes here, "Martin taught a whole generation of people the distant, cool, ironic sensibility summed up by the gesture he popularized, the four-fingered drawing of double quote marks in the air." So, air quotes bother you? You got Steve Martin to blame.
And I thought it was Dr. Evil that made it popular.